There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jaden Daniels comes to, well, we go to Washington to play Jaden Daniels. He's having a historic year so far as a rookie.
You might call it, with the Steelers' new coordinator, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, except it's really Landover.
So I have ranked the top five rookie quarterbacks of the last 20 years. Also as a bonus ranking, top five current Pittsburgh athletes who would make the best president of the United States. Get to that in a second. All right, let's do the quarterbacks. Number five, I have Andrew Luck. That was a two-win team the year before he got there. And they got to 11-5 and lost to the Ravens in the first round, a Baltimore team that went on to win the Super Bowl. One of the things that I, and the stats, he threw a lot of interceptions. But just think about that. They literally went from being the worst team in the NFL to winning double-digit games, and pretty much the entire roster was the same from one year to the next. The only difference was the quarterback.
You know, I've been on like a weird island where I thought Luck was a little overrated, but that is very impressive.
Number four, I put RG3. So I think he was even outshined
better
that first year. It was horrible the way it ended.
He looked like him. He might win MVP. He was that good.
It started when they went to New Orleans, and he had a monster game against Drew Brees and company, and they won. And that was when the RPO thing really came into vogue with him and Colin Kaepernick, of all people. And so he looked like he was the future of the position before the knee injuries.
Before the Shanahans ruined him.
Yep. Now, Russell Wilson, actually, as a rookie, went deeper in the playoffs than both of those guys that year, but he did not make my top five. Number three is Jaden Daniels. I look at what Jaden Daniels is doing, and he's still got a lot of games to go here, and he can come crashing down to earth. But he's completing over 70% of his passes. I had to remind myself of this today when I went and really dug into Washington before this game. Look at their offense outside of your boy Terry McLaurin. They got no dudes.
They got Robinson. They got Eckler. Got a stable of backs.
Yeah, but they're just running back by committee. They're nobody special there.
I think Robinson, when he's healthy,
he's okay.
He's a pretty solid football player.
I think Najee's better than he is. You've got Eckler, who was great 3 years ago, not anymore.
Zach Ertz
is 5 years past his prime.
Noah Brown should be a Steeler.
We like Noah Brown, but he isn't really a good number two wide receiver.
They got Olamide Zaccheaus.
The poor man's McCaffrey, Christian's little brother.
McCaffrey. Yeah, no, he's got one dude, and he has maximized that dude through nine games because that dude is on pace for another 1,200 or so yards this season.
So Daniel's three. Two, I have Stroud. Stroud had the best touchdown-to-interception ratio in the league last year. Lowest interception percentage. Did it with a horse-crap offensive line because it was injured besides Tunsil pretty much the entire year. And they blew out Cleveland in the playoffs, and they hung with Baltimore for a half in Baltimore. Most teams go there and get destroyed. So that was really impressive what he did. That's why it's second. But number one's got to be Big Ben.
Jason in Slippery Rock says, right now Pony's voice sounds so ragged, it's as if he spent last night singing at a death metal karaoke night while drinking an entire bottle of Southern Comfort.
That's so stupid because death metal karaokes don't exist. There is not a bar in Pittsburgh that says, not only is it karaoke night, it's actually death metal karaoke night.
I think Jeff in South Park...
Oh, you want to play Hall & Oates? Kiss my ass and leave. You're not allowed
Cannibal
to do that.
Corpse. Man, Southern Comfort, I had one very bad night with Southern Comfort 100 proof in college. It was actually summer break. We were up there. A lady that I had, we had kind of been on and off.
So sometimes you had sex, other times you did not?
We were just an on and off little, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it.
It was a
college thing, yeah. And she and her friend showed up, and she was dolled up that night and like, oh, it's summer. We don't usually see each other. And I got so blasted off SoCo 100. The last thing I remember is doing a bunch of that, drinking some Natty Light, and then waking up on a couch fully clothed with the British Open on television.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Drunkenness or her attractiveness?
Her, in your opinion.
Somewhere in the 7, 7.5 range.
Ah, congratulations on all your success.
See, I think she would probably have rated me lower. I think she felt like she was slumming it.
Top five, Luck, RG3, Daniel, Stroud, Big Ben. Honorable mentions.
One quick question about Ben. I do think that he was a very specific product of that era, where these guys might not have been able to handle being hit more like you could, but he wasn't being asked to operate a high-powered, like, pass-heavy game like Stroud was or like Daniels so far is.
Honorable mentions, Herbert, Flacco, and Mayfield for me.
Mayfield, I think, could probably warrant consideration on here.
All right.
I'm surprised by a couple names you left off.
Go ahead.
Big Joe?
I thought, well...
Joe made the AFC title game.
Yeah, I mean, he could have very Sanchez. Well been one.
So shouldn't Joe, if he made it all the way to the AFC title game, maybe even be there above, like, everybody else on this list? Because he got further in the playoffs than... Well, no, he didn't. He got to the same spot Ben did.
No, because they carried him like he was at a friggin'...
Were the Steelers not carrying Ben by the end of that year?
By the end, they were, but he was...
He was... Don't
get
me wrong.
People, buddy.
He was lighting people up early, but he started to flag at the end.
Now, here's someone... The team record wasn't great,
no.
And somebody who I don't normally defend.
Cam Newton?
Cam Newton's rookie year was pretty insane. I know he threw 17 picks, but he'd almost 5,000 total yards.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
Dak Prescott.
Wasn't Vic's first year very good?
Matt Ryan, I know that his numbers aren't fantastic, but Matt Ryan turned around a bad team immediately.
13-3.
Pony is two levels of raspiness from sounding like RFK Jr.
Who said that?
Squeezed Juice on Twitter.
Mm. Yeah, those are good points, Donnie. Maybe I F this.
Yeah,
one
this
up.
List sucked.
I just feel like if I was doing this list or Malzy was doing this list, we would get ripped apart for some of those guys being.
I was too busy making fun of them or doing other references.
All right,
to SoCo.
Here's my list of the top five Pittsburgh athletes who would make the best president. Number five, I put Minka. I think he's a no-nonsense guy. I think he would just he'd do the Teddy Roosevelt deal. He'd carry a big stick. I think he'd get people
he'd get
line.
Those Rough Riders together like Teddy did.
Yeah. He would have convinced Mexico to build that wall if he were
Minka.
In charge.
Wow.
I think so. He would have said you're building it and you're paying for it.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people would say a good president is one who stays in the background. I haven't noticed Minka making a play in about a year and a half, so he's good in that sense.
Number four, Sid.
Pretty low from what I thought he would be.
Number four, Sid.
Okay. Not allowed to be president based on our rules. Wasn't born here.
I was about to curse and need to be dumped, but you're right about that. Too late. I put him on the list and
but that's okay. This isn't we're not taking into account the fact that like these guys can or can't be president.
Number
this
three
is purely hypothetical.
Russell Wilson. I mean the guy acts it's like he pretends whenever he does a press conference like he's actually the president. He's the most political sounding football player I've ever heard. Everything's a politically correct answer.
Yeah, he really does have the soundbite absolutely mastered. Number two?
Hayward.
Surprised he wasn't. Well, forget it. I think I know who number one's going to be.
Number one, Skeens.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
He's got the military background, Mulsey.
So?
Well, that's part of the deal.
Are we just putting generals in the Oval Office now?
We look at the generals we've had. They've done all. Ulysses S. Grant did okay for himself.
Eisenhower set a record, 800 rounds of golf in office. That is a hell of a
lot. How about Andrew
golf.
Jackson? How about Old Hickory?
Wasn't he a crappy president, or was that Andrew Johnson?
You're thinking
really
of Andrew
hated.
Johnson, who got impeached.
Yeah, they really hated
Jackson got screwed because of the corrupt bargain.
Oh, that corrupt bargain.
Donnie,
oh,
you know about that corrupt
that
bargain.
That damn corrupt
you?
Bargain. Oh,
that put
man.
Him in hot water.
He was bargaining, and then they found out
he
just
got
so much corruption.
He got screwed on the corrupt bargain. That's what got John Quincy Adams in office.
I'll tell you what, anytime you can have a bargain that's that corrupt, you got to just go the other way. Number five for me. Is, in fact, Paul Skeens. You know why? Boring. Just very boring. And I think he wouldn't ruffle feathers. I think he would just be like, here's the agenda. We're going to carry out the agenda.
That was my Minka logic.
This is going to be drama-free.
Four?
Number four, on the list. Again, this guy cannot be president for a variety of reasons. He is very steady and stay at home around chaos. Marcus Pettersson.
Marcus Pettersson?
He is just...
What the hell are you talking about?
He is just trying to stay at home and take care of his own end. He's not worried about these, you know, fanciful rushes.
He's an isolationist?
He's a bit of an... He's worried about the domestic issues first. He's not getting lost.
What are you talking about?
He is not getting lost in the foreign policy sauce. He's not. And you know what? Number three, you're going to laugh. Here's a guy who always gets things done. We want presidents when they say they're going to do something or when they're tasked with something to do it. Chris Boswell.
Oh,
the Wizard of Boz. Number two, Sidney Crosby. Skeens, but even more boring, and I think actually would just, you know, rally people behind him. Number one's Hayward, because he's a dad. You got to deal with, like, little kids and, you know, successfully navigate a marriage while being a pro athlete and podcasting. I think Hayward by a mile would be the best one.
Donnie, how close were we to getting that list right?
I think Ponies is probably closer there. The Pettersson one seemed kind of out of left field from Malzi, but I can't jump all over.
I was trying to go off the board instead of just renaming the five names he gave.
What if I had said put Russell Wilson in the top five?
He called it Coors Light as an audible. That's like a big faux pas. It's IC Light. Is he going to do well in the campaign trail?
I started to think of guys who would be like terrible candidates and
George Pickens.
Well,
just so mercurial.
Well, Tristan Jari immediately popped into mind, given how he performs under pressure.
He'd be pressing that red nuclear button on the first day in office.
All right. Thank you for listening to our PM Team Power Rankings.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.